My name's Chris Barr, and I became a Christian at the age of 14 in a Methodist church.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
I first heard the gospel as a young child going to church. At one point, we spent a lot of time at church, my family did. Got the little pins at the Methodist church for perfect attendance for a couple of years in a row. I didn't grow up in a family that was very spiritual. My mother brought us to church if we wanted to go. If we said we didn't want to go, she would allow us not to go. That was kind of different from a lot of families. I enjoyed Sunday school as a little kid. Then as a teenager, I'd not gone for quite a while, but I got lucky, really, in the way I look at it, and I hung out with other kids that wanted to go to church. And so I wanted to be around the other kids. And I was first introduced to Jesus in a serious way when in the Methodist church, you had this confirmation. I think it was a week long. Then they went through who Jesus was and everything, and at the end, you profess faith in Christ and that you had a ceremony in the church. That's what I did when I was 14. I enjoyed that. I liked it. And I thought, okay, Jesus is who they're saying he is. When I was around those kids, I was spiritual. When I was not around those kids, I wasn't as much. So my life went along. I wound up meeting my wife, Jeannie. I started coming to this church in 1975, started hearing a more clarified gospel message and what was actually meant to be saved. So it challenged me. I came every week because I wanted to be around Jeannie, but eventually I started coming because I was enjoying it. We wound up getting married. I'm in business. I'm on a job. And the customer we were doing work for was a retired Billy Graham Association guy. He had books all over his house, some he had written, some Billy Graham had written, some other guys. And he winds up giving me this book on end time prophecy. We must have been talking during job about something like that, and he thought I needed to learn more or something. I don't know. But he gave me a book. So I wound up reading the book. One evening, this would have been in the early 1980s, I'm laying in bed reading this book, and I'm getting to the end. And of course, there's a strong push gospel presentation book. And it laid out, are you ready to meet Jesus? What are you going to tell him when you meet him? And at that moment, the Holy Spirit challenged me to say, are you fully committed or are you only partly committed? It was late at night. I'm reading. My wife's asleep. God and I had a discussion. And at the end of that discussion, I told him, I'm here for you, whatever you want, however you want to use me, whatever. And it was powerful. And I knew from that point that I was saved. The ups and downs of life, and you fall away and you get further away from God, and then you come back and you do things and come back. I've always, since that moment, known that I am his child. Being in a Christian Missionary Alliance church, I heard about missions a lot. I remember early on, we had a family here at the church. Arthur Austin was an elder, and his wife. And I was talking with his wife, and she said, well, you know, they need plumbers on the mission field. And that just seemed illogical to me. I couldn't understand how you would need a plumber on the mission field. But I always remembered her telling me that. We wound up having a missionary come through, Bob Hepikoski, that was a missionary in Chile. And as a church, we put up a team, and I went down to Chile to do construction on that team. And that was from that point, I was hooked. I wanted to go. I started doing ushering. I would pick up and clean up and do stuff, and nothing dramatic or spectacular, but I started doing things, showed up more for Sunday school class, and every once in a while they'd ask me, like, hey, can you teach this class this week? And I did that, and I don't know the years, it must have been early 90s. Terry Smith was our pastor. Arthur Austin was one of our elders. My father-in-law was one of our elders, and they were looking for more elders. Pastor Terry came to me and says, I'd like you to consider being an elder. I said, oh, why would you think that? And he just looked at him. He says, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And I think you're an elder and you need to pray about being an elder. I've never hidden that I'm a Christian at work. All my employees know I'm a Christian. I don't push Christianity on them, but if a conversation comes up, I'll talk Jesus in front of them all the time. When we were moving into this piece of property, they wanted to put a sign up in front saying future home of the Alliance Church of Zephyr Hills. And he needed a place to paint this sign. He was a sign painter and a missionary. I said, well, you can use the back room of my shop. So he was there at my shop a lot. And there must have been 20 people around at this one moment. I had customers in, all Arthur's there wanting to get into the back to paint. And somehow I found out through the cell phone or something, I got a message. Somebody's in the hospital and needs prayed for. And he dropped everything he was doing right that second, grabbed me by the shoulders, and there in the middle of all 30 of those people, we prayed for that person that was in the hospital. And that was huge in my life in that it taught me that God doesn't want us to delay. He wants us there present with him. Before that, I would have put that off until I was alone to do that. But he dropped it. He did it right then. And it really impacted me a lot. So in light of that, all my employees and people around town started knowing I'm a Christian. So there have been numerous times where I've been in a gathering. I was not there for any special reason. And they look around, Chris, can you pray for this? Why is my faith important to me? It gives me such peace. We have a chaotic world out there right now. It's stressful. I don't know why it would be any more stressful than any other time in history, but to me, it seems like it's more stressful. And I think people are struggling with it. And because I'm a Christian and Jesus is within me, I feel a calm within the storm. It's almost like I feel like the storm is whirling around me and I can be calm within it. And the only way that's possible is if Jesus is there with me.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.